inside of you that you have to fight, that have nothing to do with those relationships. Just they're just there. Or it might be relationships from your childhood, which have been resolved since then, but that they, or you might have other demons that don't come from that. They're just built in. You might have depression that's chemical. I guess you could put that under the health arena. But there are people with things going well, but there is still something that haunts them. Or you can have your health, you can have your relationships, you can have your finances, but hey, you don't like the way you look. Right? Right? You could be healthy and not like the way you look. Yeah, Rolly, very good line. Very good. Rolly sitting in for Triple G today. Says that's why he's in radio. That's an we don't accept humility here on the Prager Show. You happen to be an Adonis. You are, you could, sir, you could make it in Gentleman's Quarterly. All right? Yes. All right? So just no more of that stuff. What do you say to that, my dear friends? Do you realize how much has to go right? Therefore, it's fair to say the vast majority of people have big problems. That's why we have a happiness hour. Sometimes I give you an overview of things on the happiness matter, so you will appreciate why we do it. That's actually, you can comment on it or ask about it, but it's not today's subject. It's just an overview, which is necessary periodically. Today's subject is people who think that they are owed things. You want a recipe for misery? There it is. If you walk around and you think you are owed things by others. If I could put a graph, one line, one side is happiness, the other side is sense of entitlement. As your sense of entitlement grows, your happiness decreases. There is no exception to this rule. Most rules have exceptions. This has no exceptions. The more you think you are owed by others, by...